Captain's back ached. It's been burning since he woke up in the cave. It should have stopped by now, but the pain kept reigniting like a flame inside him. "What's wrong?" Wander asked. "Your face looks kind of funny."
"It's nothing," Captain muttered, sliding his boots across the dirt. They were outside the healer's tent, next in line. He didn't want anyone knowing about his back, especially not the healer.
"You trying to sound tough?" Wander teased. "You can admit it, the competition's harder than you thought."
"No," Captain said sharply. "It's more of a nuisance than anything."
"Really now?" Dimitri cut in with a crooked smile.
"Yes, really," Captain snapped. "It's not a big deal."
"If you say so," Wander laughed. "But the healer's going to find out either way."
Captain looked up at the sky. The sun was dipping past the horizon. He slid his hand through his hair. In a few moments, a stranger would know everything about him, from his age to his sleep patterns. He didn't trust anyone, let alone a healer. Suddenly, he stepped out of line.
"Captain, where are you going?"
Dimitri asked. "I never really liked healers."
"Nobody does," Wander agreed. "But you can't skip it. Tech's orders."
"I don't care about Tech's orders."
"Of course you don't," she muttered.
"Wander, Captain," a new voice called. "I can see you now."
"Like, together?" Captain hesitated.
"You're both hybrids," the healer said. "The Queen requested it."
Captain clenched his jaw. Technically, Queen Azia had no control over him. Yet here she was, putting her nose where it didn't belong.